Thursday, Dr. Craig Albert, outstanding political science professor, cybersecurity professor, is going to be joining us to talk about cybersecurity, economic policy, and the way things are looking for America when it comes to these policies. Also, he's going to talk with us about what's happening in Syria. Any relation to us? Any connection with us? Oh, sure, we have soldiers there. We're going to be talking about that this Thursday at 1 o'clock. Be sure to join me as I speak with Dr. Craig Albert. Wednesday, we're going to share some information with you as to how we can go about the business of developing resilience. We need to do it, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want us to just give up and give in to stress and strain and anxiety-producing situations just because it just comes incessantly, just constantly barraging us. No, don't adopt that attitude. If there's a way that we can go about the business of developing the ability to bounce back, let's do it. Let me tell you, even though we may not bounce as high today as we did, say, 10 years ago, and even though we may not be bouncing quite as high 10 years from now, if we're all still here, as we're bouncing today, that doesn't mean we shouldn't bounce at all. Let's keep bouncing. Let's allow our minds, our spirits to be revived as much as they can, as long as we can, all the way up until time for the Lord Jesus to come back for his people, all the way up to the time for the Lord Jesus to return to this earth and shut the madness down. It won't be totally shut down then. A lot of you know, you've read in the book of Psalms and other places that we're still going to have some people who are going to be rebelling and all that kind of stuff. Even during the 1,000 years that the Lord Jesus is on this earth reigning. But they won't perpetrate the madness for long, because Jesus will be shutting folks down in those days. And then, of course, we know that after he will have been here ruling and reigning for 1,000 years. I realize, let me say this, I'm sorry. I realize that not everyone agrees with this timeline of events, and I truly apologize for that. This is just the way I understand it. Let me qualify that. This is the way I understand it. After the 1,000 years of Jesus reigning and ruling on this earth, Satan will be let loose from the bottomless pit in which he will have been locked down for that same 1,000 years. He will turn the nations against the Lord Jesus and the rest of the people of God. They will surround the beautiful city where we will all be living. God will send fire from heaven and devour them right where they stand, ready to attack. And then the final judgments, coming just before the final separation. The final and complete separation, where finally the people who love the madness will be in their place, and those of us who love peace and who love God, the Prince of Peace, the Author of Peace, the Creator of Peace, will be forever in his presence and with each other forever in his presence, with joy and peace for all eternity. But in the meantime, we got to live life as it is, and it really is a good idea to develop the ability to keep bouncing back. God gives us grace, and it is amazing. He gives us strength. It is fascinating. Let's bounce back. We'll be sharing some more information about developing resiliency tomorrow. All right, and remember, you can always go to speakingwith.com, click on this week's guests and topics to get the full rundown. Sometimes it does change, as I've said before. Sometimes we have to reschedule interviews with our guests. Different things come up. But for the most part, what is listed there is usually going to be what's going to happen that given week. So this week's guests and topics. Also, while you're at speakingwith.com, you can click on the link that's labeled Listen Online at your convenience. And you can hear any of those recorded broadcasts at your convenience. You can use your smartphone, because it is optimized for smartphone use, which makes it very convenient to listen at your convenience whenever you want to. But you can also go online and listen on your laptop, your pad. Whatever you have that connects with the internet, you can listen to speakingwith.com there. All right, so we're taking a look at Partners for Life. And you want to have an idea of what to look for. Let's give this rundown. Define your ideal partner characteristics. And as we share this, be asking yourself this too. Which of these ideal characteristics am I willing to live up to? Am I willing to make part of who I am? Very often, what we want from our partner is something that would be good to give to our partner. It's all about giving and receiving. Now, I do realize also that the partners, even though they are one couple married to each other, they may not place the exact same emphasis on every single desirable quality that you can find in a forever mate, a lifetime partner. That's cool too. But know what you're looking for. You two talk with each other. You're dating, you're engaged, newly married. Talk about these things. Been married for 5 years, you want it to get better. You've been married for 15 years, it's been horrible, you want it to get good. Talk about these things. Consider what characteristics you prefer within the general categories that we talked about. Would you like your partner to have a generally pleasant personality, a more romantic nature, or an easygoing disposition? Do you find a nice body, an athletic look, or an assertive style beautiful or handsome? Do you want a partner to have the status or resources to give and invest in you too? How about this? Decide on your preferences and your trade-offs. Everyone has a different balance of features, and no one's approach is perfect. So it's important to decide which features are essential for your satisfaction and which you like but could do without. Given the choice, do you want someone who cares for you emotionally or provides tangible resources, things you can put your hands on? Do you prefer they focus on a partner's physical health and attractiveness or their mental health and stability? Should they spend their time on education and career achievement or managing a loving home and caring for children? Would you rather have a mate who is generally social and compatible, or would you rather have a mate who shares your deeper values and religious ideals? Now, here we go. Back to something I was just talking about. Assess yourself too. Relationships are about giving and receiving. Therefore, potential partners will be looking for a match for their own ideals and making their trade-offs, just like you'll be doing. So it's important to evaluate what you have to offer back to a partner. How have you made yourself attractive? Men, it's only fair that if we want our women to continue to look good for us, that we also continue to look good for them. What's positive and warm about your personality? What resources and skills do you have to share? Along the way, what trade-offs have you made in developing yourself as an individual and partner? Overall, while we all, you know, each of us desires a unique combination of features in a partner, we all choose from among the same basic categories. We were saying that from the very beginning. And we compromise as we make choices about who will also become as partners. So, when considering what you want in a romantic partner and what you give in return, it is helpful to keep those basic criteria in mind and decide on the specifics from there. Start with the basics, then move to the specifics. When we come back, let's be ready to take a look just for a few minutes, just kind of get us introduced to a discussion about prostitution.